You're listening to Wikisleep Podcast, a podcast designed to help you relax and unwind through calm, quiet storytelling. I'm your host, Adrian Sala. Wikisleep Podcast is designed to be ad-free, so you don't get distracted by interruptions from advertisers who pull you away from your relaxation. If you're enjoying the ad-free experience and want to support the podcast, you can do so by visiting wikisleeppodcast.com. Additionally, if you'd like to help out by writing a review on your favorite podcast platform, that is something I would greatly appreciate. As we begin, take a moment to pause and breathe. Breathe in deeply, filling your lungs all the way up. And when you get to the top of your breath, pause just for a moment or two. And then exhale fully and pause again at the bottom of your breath. Throughout the podcast, or at any point when you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed or just need to find focus, you can use this technique of breathing to bring you back to some clarity and calmness. Today's story, the history of ice cream. Ice cream is a delicious frozen treat typically eaten as a snack or a dessert. It can be made from dairy milk or cream, although now there are many vegan options as well. Ice cream is typically flavored with a sweetener such as sugar or fruit and spices such as cocoa or vanilla. According to the FDA, ice cream has a legal definition that reads, "Ice cream is defined as a frozen food made from a mixture of dairy products containing at least 10% milk fat." That is a relatively recent definition, but frozen desserts are nothing new. The exact origins of frozen desserts are unknown, though there are several legends about them dated as far back as the 3rd millennium BCE in ancient China. Also, according to one legendary myth, the Roman Emperor Nero, who reigned between 54 and 68 AD, had ice collected from the Apennine Mountains to produce the first sorbet mixed with honey and wine. He dispatched runners to climb the mountains and return quickly with enough frozen snow and ice to be used to create a small treat. Other legends say ice cream originated in the Mongolian Empire and spread to China during its expansion. Its spread throughout Europe is sometimes attributed to Arab traders, but more often to Marco Polo, who is credited with introducing sorbet-style desserts to Italy after learning of them during his travels in China. The Italian Duchess Catherine de' Medici is said to have introduced flavored sorbet ices to France when she brought Italian chefs with her there when she married Henry II in 1533. 100 years later, Charles I of England was reportedly so impressed by the frozen snow that he offered his own ice cream maker a lifetime pension in return for keeping the formula secret so that ice cream would be a royal treat. Snow was used to cool drinks in Greece around 500 BC, but Hippocrates is known to have criticized chilled drinks for causing fluxes of the stomach. He wasn't necessarily wrong. Snow collected from the lower slopes of the mountains was often unsanitary, and ice drinks were believed to cause convulsions, colic, and a host of other ailments. Despite this, ice and snow were prized ingredients in ancient cuisines, including Japanese, Chinese, Greek, and Roman. Ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs show a snow-filled vessel next to fruit juice. There are Tang Dynasty records of a chilled dessert made with flour, camphor, and water buffalo milk, and recipes for snow-chilled sweets are included in a 1st century Roman recipe book. And there are Persian records from the 2nd century AD for sweetened chilled drinks with ice made by freezing water in the desert at night. In the 16th century, the Persianate Mughal emperors from the Indian subcontinent used relays of horsemen to bring ice from the Hindu Kush to Delhi, where it was used in fruit sorbets. Kulfi is a popular frozen dessert from the Indian subcontinent and is often described as traditional South Asian ice cream. As things moved closer to becoming the ice cream we know today, it was the discovery of the endothermic effect that accelerated its rise. Salt lowers the melting point of ice, which has the effect of drawing heat from the cream and allowing it to freeze. The first recipe in French for flavored ices appears in 1674 in Nicolas Lemery's Collection of Rare and New Curiosities of More Admirable Effects of Nature. Recipes for sorbetti saw publication in the 1694 edition of Antonio Latini's Lo Scalco alla Moderna, or The Modern Steward. Ice cream recipes first appeared in England in the 18th century, published in Miss Mary Eel's Receipts in London, 1718. The recipe reads, "Take tin ice pots, fill them with any sort of cream you like, either plain or sweetened, or fruit in it. Shut your pots very close. To 6 pots you must allow 18 to 20 pounds of ice, breaking the ice very small. There will be some great pieces which lay at the bottom and top. You must have a pail and lay some straw at the bottom. Then lay in your ice and put in amongst it a pound of bay salt. Set in your pots of cream and lay ice between every pot that they may not touch. But the ice must lie around them on every side. Lay a good deal of ice on the top. Cover the pail with straw. Set in a cellar where no sun or light comes. It will be frozen in 4 hours, but may stand longer. Take it out just as you use it. Hold it in your hand and it will slip out. When you would freeze any sort of fruit, either cherries, raspberries, currants, or strawberries, fill your tin pots with the fruit, but as hollow as you can. Put to them lemonade, made with spring water and lemon juice sweetened. Put enough in the pots to make the fruit hang together, and put them in ice as you do cream. Ice cream became popular and inexpensive in England in the mid-19th century, when Swiss emigre Carlo Gatti set up the first stand outside Charing Cross Station in 1851. He sold scoops and shells for 1 penny. Prior to this, ice cream had been an expensive treat confined to those with access to an ice house. But Gatti built an ice well to store the ice that he cut from Regent's Canal under a contract with the Regent's Canal Company. By 1860, he expanded the business and began importing ice on a large scale from Norway. Agnes Marshall, regarded in her time as the queen of ices in England, did much to popularize ice cream recipes and make its consumption into a fashionable, middle-class pursuit. She wrote 4 books. Ices Plain and Fancy, The Book of Ices in 1885. Miss A.B. Marshall's Book of Cookery in 1888. Miss A.B. Marshall's Larger Cookery Book of Extra Recipes in 1891, and Fancy Ices in 1894. Ice cream soda, what Canadians and Americans might call a float, was invented in the 1870s, adding to ice cream's popularity. Quaker colonists are believed to have introduced ice cream to the United States. Confectioners sold ice cream at their shops in New York and other cities during the colonial era. Ben Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson were known to have regularly eaten and served ice cream. Records kept by a merchant in New York show George Washington spending roughly the equivalent of $6,000 on ice cream in the summer of 1790. The same records show that President Thomas Jefferson had an 18-step recipe for ice cream. The first advertisement for ice cream appeared in the New York Gazette on May 12, 1777. In it, confectioner Philip Lindsay announced that ice cream was available almost every day. Small-scale hand-cranked ice cream freezers were invented in England by Agnes Marshall and in America by Nancy Johnson in the 1840s. The ice cream sundae originated in the late 1800s. Some sources say that the sundae was invented to circumvent blue laws, which forbade serving sodas on Sunday. Several men claim to have created the first Sunday, but there is no conclusive evidence to support any of their stories. Towns claiming to be the birthplace of the Sunday include Buffalo, Two Rivers, Ithaca, and Evanston. Both the ice cream cone and the banana split became popular in the early 20th century. The first mention of a cone being used as an edible receptacle for ice cream is in Miss A.B. Marshall's Book of Cookery in 1888. Her recipe for cornet with cream said that cornets were made with almonds and baked in the oven, not pressed between two irons. The ice cream cone was popularized in the U.S. at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri. During the American Prohibition, the soda fountain, to some extent, replaced the outlawed alcohol establishments such as bars and saloons. And in the early 20th century, the ice cream soda was a popular treat at the soda shop, the soda fountain, and the ice cream parlor. Ice cream became popular throughout the world in the second half of the 20th century after cheap refrigeration became common. Following this invention, there was an explosion of ice cream stores and of flavors and types. Vendors often competed on the basis of variety. Howard Johnson's restaurants advertised a world of 28 flavors. And Baskin-Robbins made its 31 flavors, one for every day of the month, the cornerstone of its marketing strategy. These days, the company boasts that it's developed over 1,000 varieties. Before the development of modern refrigeration, ice cream was a luxury reserved for special occasions. Making it was quite laborious. Ice was cut from lakes and ponds during the winter and stored in holes in the ground or in wood-framed or brick houses insulated by straw. Frederick Tudor of Boston turned ice harvesting and shipping into a big business, cutting ice in New England and shipping it around the world. Ice cream was made by hand in a large bowl placed inside a tub filled with ice and salt. This is known as the pot freezer method. In the pot freezer method, the temperature of ingredients is reduced by the mixture of crushed ice and salt. The salt water is cooled by the ice, and the action of the salt on the ice causes it to partially melt, absorbing the latent heat and bringing the mixture below the freezing point of pure water. The hand-cranked churn, which also uses ice and salt for cooling, replaced the pot freezer method. The exact origin of the hand-cranked freezer is unknown, but the first U.S. patent for one was issued to Nancy Johnson on September 9, 1843. Many subsequent inventors patented improvements on Johnson's design. Jacob Fussell of Baltimore was the first to manufacture ice cream on a large scale. He bought fresh dairy products from farmers in York County, Pennsylvania, and sold them in Baltimore. Through this practice, he was often left with a surplus of cream, which he made into ice cream. He built his first ice cream factory in Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania, in 1851. And 2 years later, moved the factory to Baltimore. Later, he opened factories in several other cities and taught the business to others who operated their own plants. Mass production reduced the cost of ice cream and added to its popularity. The development of industrial refrigeration in the 1870s eliminated the need to cut and store natural ice, and when the continuous process freezer was perfected in 1926, commercial mass production of ice cream and the birth of the modern ice cream industry was underway. Ice cream became a morale symbol during World War II. Each branch of the military tried to outdo the others in serving ice cream to its troops. In 1943, the U.S. Armed Forces were the world's largest ice cream manufacturers. In 1945, the first floating ice cream parlor was built for sailors in the Western Pacific. American fighter pilots based in the South Pacific discovered a novel way to make ice cream. They attached pairs of 5-gallon cans to the aircrafts. The cans were fitted with a small propeller. This was spun by the slipstream and drove a stirrer, which agitated the mixture while the intense cold of high altitude froze it. When the war ended and dairy product rationing was lifted, America celebrated its victory with ice cream, and Americans are said to have consumed over 20 quarts of ice cream per person in 1946. A major development in the 20th century was the introduction of soft ice cream, which has more air mixed in to increase volume, thereby reducing costs. In the United States, chains such as Dairy Queen, Carvel, and Tasty Freeze help popularize soft serve ice cream. Innovations such as these wound up in the introduction of various food additives into ice cream, most notably the stabilizing agent, gluten, to which many people have an intolerance. Recent awareness of the issue has prompted a number of manufacturers to start producing gluten-free ice cream. The 1980s saw thicker ice creams being sold as premium and super premium varieties under brands such as Ben & Jerry's, Chocolate Shop Ice Cream Company, and Haagen-Dazs. Today, the U.S. ice cream industry generates more than $21 billion in annual sales. In Canada, around 195 million liters of ice cream were produced in 2014 alone. Ice cream consumption in Canada amounted to roughly 4.28 liters per person in 2016, which was down from 4.45 liters the previous year. In fact, there has been a steady decline statistically in ice cream consumption in both the US and Canada. But that stat is somewhat misleading. People still consume versions of it, but Froyo and other non-dairy versions aren't counted as ice cream. About 98% of US families have ice cream in their fridges at all times, and the average American consumes more than 23 pounds of ice cream per year. About 9% of all the milk produced by US dairy farmers is used to produce ice cream. An average dairy cow can produce enough milk in her lifetime to make a little over 9,000 gallons of ice cream. In 1985, the biggest ice cream sundae in history was made in California. It stood 12 feet tall and was made with 4,667 gallons of ice cream. It is said it takes about 50 licks to finish a single scoop ice cream cone. Interestingly, in Canada, more ice cream is sold in the winter months than in summer. The two most popular flavors of ice cream continue to be chocolate and vanilla.